something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, do you know who we really are? I said the glory of God is in you. The glory of God is in you. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Have you seen it? 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. Okay. Read verse 6. No. I'm not hearing you. Take it again. I didn't hear you though. Verse 7.
For we are his treasure in every vessel, that the excellence of his power may be of God and not of us.
God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, will shine in our lives. Check it. What does it say? No, is that a promise? So why are you still waiting? You see, faith is what? Calling real what we do not see. He says it's a conviction of their reality. It is a conviction. Many people are the way they are because they have no convictions. When you meet a man or a woman of conviction, you know. When you have no convictions, your life is vacillative. You can't be trusted. You are reactionary in different ways. Fear dominates. You think some people are against you. You think someone is working out something that will destroy what you have planned. That's not the way. A man of conviction is different. He says, God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts. To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The light. To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. He has shined in our hearts. He is not going to shine. He has done it. He says, the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness. Don't you understand what that is? Now this is mind-blowing. He commanded light to shine out of darkness, to come from darkness. Light. God commanded light to come out of darkness. He didn't say that God lit up the dark. He said he brought light from darkness. Only God can do such a thing. To bring out light. That the darkness became the source of that light. He commanded, and light came out of darkness. He says, that God has shined. That God has shined in our hearts to give the light. That term is fortismos. It means to overflow with light. Overflood a place with light. To give the light. The knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Then he says in that seventh verse, but we have. This is a present tense reality. We have this treasure. No, when you think your life is empty, how can you relate it with this? We have this treasure. See, I've got treasure in me. The question is whether or not I know what that treasure is. It says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. In other words, so men don't have to look at us and wonder, oh, is that what the power is? No, he says the excellency of the power is of God. So we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Earthen vessels, vessels of clay. You look at us, we look ordinary. But inside us is this treasure. Listen. If you fail in life, you have yourself to blame. I tell people, if you had an F in class, you could still be a success. I don't recommend it. Because every little success you get encourages you for more. So don't allow those things in your life that make you fight and fight and fight. The little successes you get give you confidence all the time that you can do more. But every little failure is a challenge. When you fail, now you have to fight harder for something that should have been easier for you. Now you are fighting for something you should have known. You still there? So, if you have a problem in an area, at work, and finance, anything, if you already failed in anything, no problem. Because there's hope. The problem is if you fail in things about life. If you have a D in life, you are sunk. How can you have a D in life? Well, I'm not very sure of how people get D's in life. I know how you can have an A in life. So I can teach you how to be an absolute success. I may not be able to help you know how to fail. You see, but I do know that if you ignore those things that make you succeed, you are sure to be among, you know, those who are down and out. See that? Listen. Success in life is a requirement. Don't settle for anything behind. Be number one. First class all the way. Number one in your field, be the best. Are you listening? Doesn't matter what it is. Because you owe God a duty to bring out that which is inside you. You owe him a duty. He says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. We have this treasure. We are not praying for it. We have it. I carry a treasure in me. This is the treasure of the glory of God. He says, the reason God shined in my heart is to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God as it reveals Jesus Christ. So he says, in the face of Jesus Christ, he shined in me to reveal him. It is a responsibility. I cannot be but excellent. Say, that's my life. Oh boy. That's your life. This week, for example, you make up your mind. You're going to be tops in everything. In everything. In whatever you do. In whatever you do. Do you drive a car for someone? Keep it excellent. Let it be clean inside and outside. Be excellent. Be number one. Are you a cleaner in the office? Make where you clean different from everybody else. Don't be the one complaining, if we had the things to clean it, why wouldn't I clean it well? If we had, don't be that kind of a man. Get the things you need by yourself, because what you're doing there represents you. Are you hearing me? Yes. If you're a nurse, don't be the one they're always waiting for. Where is Miss So and So? You're always late. No. Know your job more than everybody else. Know your work more than everybody else. Are you a school teacher? Be number one. Don't come to class forgetting the things you wanted to teach. Then you say, okay, now there's test. Because you don't remember it now, there's test today. There's test. Every day there's test. Because you didn't read. The students must now be punished. Spend the whole week everywhere else. Woke up late on Monday morning, rush to class. Now there's test. I told you before, I bring test anytime.
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
Have you ever wondered, what if your voice could reach nations? What if your language, your podcast, your church could be heard on a global level? Introducing Go Loud with C-Tunes, a global campaign to amplify voices, reach nations, and change lives. Through C-Tunes, the all-in-one gospel radio platform for every language, every nation, and every soul. Whether you're a translator, an influencer, or just passionate about spreading the gospel, there's a space for you. Choose your path. Go loud in your language. Translate ministry content into your local dialect or language. Go loud beyond church walls. Own a radio church on C-Tunes and let your church be heard across nations. Go loud and global. Broadcast your outreach or crusade to the nations. Go loud with your voice. Launch your own podcast or become a C-Tunes host. Register at www.ctunes.org/go loud. Download the C-Tunes app today.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Soluco 1, number 18, Soluco Road, Benin City. Worship with us on Sundays, by 8 a.m. Wednesdays, 12 noon and 5 p.m., Fridays 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call +234 706 060 3228. This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
Hallelujah. Impart knowledge. I said be different. Be so different until your colleagues begin to say, why are you so different?
Oh, yes, Pastor.
We have a message in series titled, Why Are We So Different? Yeah. Be so different, because that's what Jesus said. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father. No, I'm one of a kind. Say that with me. I'm unique. Now, you know, when you turn out that way, get ready for trouble. Yeah? Oh, there will be trouble. They'll call you proud and braggadocious. Call your names. There'll be those you greet and they don't answer. But you know, never mind, that's their trouble. Hallelujah. But they're just going to keep watching you fly. That's all. And you will be humble. No matter how high you're flying, you remain humble. Flying higher and higher with humility. You understand? And don't be saying hi to people who are older than you. It's not civilized. I know you think this is a new word. Somebody 10 years older than you greets you. Oh, good morning. You say hi. Where do you think you are from? Hi. Has it come to that? The Bible says for us to be clothed with humility. All right? Be clothed with humility. Wear humility. Put it on. If you greet someone, greet correctly. All right? And be heard. Not, Now, some of you spend some time in your dad's place and you wake up whenever you like. And daddy is going out, mommy is going out. They have to knock at your door to say, are you still sleeping? I wish you were with my dad. How can you stay in your dad's house? I said, stay in your dad's house, because I know some of you have grown up, you stay in your own house, and then you come home, say with daddy, and then you're now big. If you stay in your dad's house, or your dad passes the night in your house, you get up in the morning, and you go there and knock at his door, and you say good morning to him. And to your mom. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? That's the right thing to do. And you know, I've tried to teach a lot of people. I've seen people say, well, we never went to mommy's room or daddy's room in the morning. We never did. I said, you never did? Whatever happened to you? Okay, now in the house of God, you must learn it. Let your dad be surprised and wonder where you're from. You say, they taught us in church. You hearing me? Yeah, they taught us in church. Ask him, who cleans your father's room? I don't know. Who cleans your father's room? Of your mother's room? Now, some of you are surprised. Who should clean it now? Everybody to his room. I'm surprised at you. If your mom has been the one cleaning her room, they say, my mom cleans daddy's room. Your mom, after she gave birth to you, how many years ago? She was cleaning before you were born. She was cleaning right after you were born. She cleaned all the time you were growing up. Now you are grown up, your mom is still cleaning. Something is wrong with you. No, you have arrived. You have arrived home. Your mom, you, big man, you've arrived. Your mom is going to cook something for you. So she quickly gets in a taxi or gets wherever to go to the market to buy things to cook for you because you came from Lagos. She's going to the market. Do you know what that market is like? Have you ever been there? Your mom is still going there till today. When I was a teenager, I learned to drive. And I took my mom several times to the market. One day, because I'd followed them to the market from when I was young like this, either my aunties or my uncle or my mom followed them to the market. So it was exciting to move around in the market, you know. But as I became a teenager and I learned to drive, my mom would say, come and take me to the market. Now, she didn't like it when I learned to drive. She was like, you touch that car? Now, when daddy allowed me to drive, mom used to come and carry me to the market. So I took my mom to the market several times. One day, while I was in the car, because I went away to come back to pick her, she told me when to come. So when I came back, I was waiting in the car, and I saw different women coming out of that market, carrying things, sweating. You know, I said, one of these people will be my mom soon, coming out, waiting. Finally, my mom came out. So I jumped down and went, helped her take some of the things and put in the car. But that picture remained in my mind. I didn't like it. I said, the people that they are going to cook for now are at work or in school or somewhere. They don't know what's going on here. That market is not a shopping mall. There are people all over the world that are fascinated about African markets. They want to come and see what happens here. They've heard about our markets. They want to come and see them. What am I saying to you? You can plan for your mother or your father to live a better life than what they met because of you. You hear what I'm telling you? The Bible says, when you study in Ephesians chapter number 6 and you read from verse 1 down, it says, honor your father and your mother, that it may be well with you, and that thou mayest live long on the earth, that it may be well with you. When you find things not well with your business, I mean, you are excellent, everything is okay, but things are always going up and down for you, go and check. What is your relationship with your father or your mother? Go and find out. Maybe you don't know how to honor them. Maybe that is the problem. Your mother is talking, you are shouting back. For some of you, you control your mother or your father. You are telling your mother, hey. When life starts telling you, hey, you will know. He says, honor your father and your mother that it may be well. That it may be well with you. That it may be well with you. This you go back and practice. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? You make definite changes. Honor your father and your mother, that it may be well with you. You hear that? And don't talk back at them. you don't agree with them, keep quiet. Let them say whatever they are saying. Then settle down and explain your part. If they still don't agree, you don't have to shout. Just keep in your heart what you know is right. But to start arguing with them, talking back, God will be angry with you. And you don't want God to be angry with you. See, I chose long ago because I saw these things in the Bible. I chose long ago to let nothing of such get into my blessings. I'm going to have perfect and pure blessings. And it will be well with me. So I'm not going to let any of these things. So if someone's arguing, talking anyhow with daddy or mommy, that's not going to be me. Not because I'm naive or stupid or afraid. I'm not afraid of them. I am in reverence to God. I don't want God against me. Because God will hear whatever I say. So I'm going to be quiet so that God can look at my heart and say, son, all right, you passed this test. Okay, move to the next level. Did you hear me? All right. Glory to God. Okay, start asking God to forgive you now. Those of you that have been doing the wrong thing, pray now. Ask God to forgive you.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Soluco 1, number 18, Soluco Road, Benin City. Worship with us on Sundays, by 8 a.m. Wednesdays, 12 noon and 5 p.m., Fridays 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call +234 706 060 3228. Or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.